They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love in this world. And
all right, I want to say joining us right now, I am absolutely thrilled to have on Jason Fuselier, and his last name is spelled F-U-S-E-L-I-E-R. He is with Fuselier and Associates Financial. I want to give you the website even before we begin. It's F as in funny, A-F, again as in funny, help.com. And if you're a company, I want to tell you that if debt is an issue, you may want to try them. I never used the company. I've never been in debt. But I do want to say that that the company has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and I think that's quite an accomplishment. They've assisted more than thousands of companies. All right, with that opening, could you be a little specific? First of all, welcome, Jason, and tell us what your company does and with whom you specialize.
Sure. Well, first off, Steve, I want to thank you for having me on the show. Fuselier Associates Financial, we're a national company. We specialize in financial consulting, cash flow management, and corporate turnarounds. And we do this by restructuring any kind of company, whether small company, medium company, any kind of debt issue or payable issue that they have. We do both secured and unsecured debt. So the philosophy behind the secured debt is usually a company, think either construction, agriculture, they have some sort of piece of equipment that they just need to use to operate, to stay in business. They're falling behind on that note. Obviously, the note's secured by the equipment, so we go in there and we restructure that debt to make it easier for the client to service. Thereby, they keep the equipment, they stay in business, and the note holder continues to get paid, even though that note might now be amortized over a longer period of time. If it's unsecured debt, the main goal there is try to obviously reduce that payable down as far as possible while setting up a payment plan that works within our client's financial capable means. So everything we do revolves around our client's financials. We try to put a plan in place that is specific to them. Our process is not one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter process at all. It's very case-specific, and our job is really to tell our client's story, you know, really what kind of issues that they've had that brought them, bring them to this point in time, and why they need that debt either reduced or restructured.
Does this go across the board? You happen to mention equipment, but do you cover publicly traded companies in most areas?
Yeah, I mean we do. I mean there hasn't been an industry that we haven't worked in. Every client's different. The vast majority of our clients, of course, they're having debt issues. But we've had clients come to us before in the past and say, "Hey, listen, I am getting sued over this particular debt by either a client or a vendor. I can pay it. There is a dispute there, and it's more important to me to carry on a good relationship with this particular vendor, supplier, client, etc., than to sit here and litigate it for 3 years and then ruin the relationship. And we also know in the end, this is a more cost-efficient, our service is more of a cost-efficient service to them, than just outright hiring an attorney to litigate, which is something they don't want to do. So they'll come to us and pretty much have us play a middleman to broker some sort of agreement between the two parties as well. So, that's another scenario that we come into quite a bit.
How serious is the situation out there? You have a perspective on it. You know, you get all kinds of conflicting data on the economy and what's happening. I'm not going to project my personal feelings in here, which I think are moving more positive. But how serious an issue, how big an issue is this? And are more companies or less companies dealing with debt now than before?
Well, Steve, I would tell you this. I think when it comes to small business, our company is definitely on the front line because we deal with them every day. And I would think that the data that we see that comes out with job reports and the economy, I think big business is doing great. I think small business is still struggling, and I'll tell you why. I think, since 2008, the downturn of the markets then, a lot of the traditional liquidity that small businesses turned to dried up. big banks, they don't lend to small business anymore unless you have a tangible asset that you can use to secure, secure the loan. So, pretty much out of nowhere, that's kind of led to the industry of cash advances popping up overnight, which is one of the more dangerous trends that we see on a daily basis. Small businesses are turning more and more to cash advances, which isn't necessarily a huge problem as long as you stick to one and don't take out another until that one's paid off. But the problem is that a lot of these smaller businesses are taking out 3, 4, or 5 cash advances at a time, which is commonly referred to as stacking, and they just can't keep up. You know, traditionally, cash advances, their cost of capital significantly higher than, a traditional bank loan. So most of the time, you're paying bare minimum 30% is your cost of capital on the advances, and I've seen over 100%.
Let me jump in here if I could, because I want to make sure we get through this interview covering these questions. And first here, what piece of advice would you give to business owners struggling with debt?
Okay, twofold. The first one is if you start to see a downward progression, you're starting to fall behind on one debt, get in front of it. Do not wait. Unfortunately, a lot of times people get scared and they don't do anything about the situation until they have no choice, which usually means they're either getting sued or they have a judgment. If you start right at the first problem of a sign, you can get ahead of the lawsuits, get ahead of the judgments, which in the long run is going to help preserve personal credit scores, business credit scores, and just business relationships. And you're going to get better results because once it goes through a lawsuit, they're also going to ask for their attorney fees, interest, court costs, your debt goes up. The next piece of advice is a lot of times once people start falling behind on payments, they get a little short-sighted and they only want to pay the creditor that is screaming at them the loudest. They want to cherry pick who they're paying. And that's not the way to address it, because the problem is you're going to pay a creditor this month, get him happy, but then next month you might have 2 or 3 more that come screaming at you, and you paid pretty much all the money that you have at the end of the month to the one creditor to make him happy. You really need to sit down, take a deep breath, analyze the entire situation, see how much money you have at the end of the month, and then once you get to that point, that amount of money has to address your entire situation. Right? If you got one creditor you're falling behind on, okay, great. But usually we find if you have one creditor you're falling behind on, you either have 2 or 3 or you're about to have 2 or 3 right behind them. So really, take the time to really analyze the entire situation and address the debt problem as a whole and not just one creditor at a time.
Jason, what do you see as the most dangerous trend currently? I mean, trends change. Obviously, that's why they're defined as trends. But what are you seeing in terms of any dangerous trends with small business owners right now?
Sure. That's what I was kind of touching on a little bit before. The most dangerous trend we see out there right now is small business owners stacking cash advances.
That is the most serious one. Are there others?
Really that one right now, to be quite honest, we see that one putting more and more small businesses in it, really a big issue, a lot of trouble more than anything else. My advice to be is if you're going to do a cash advance, only take out one before you take out another. Do your homework because there are cash advances out there where, there's the cost of capital are significantly cheaper than others. And I would also say if you can find a cash advance that does not require you to sign a confession of judgment, definitely go that route.
I didn't realize how specific this answer would be, but I guess you've pretty much covered that twice during the interview. Are there any similarities between resolving debt and commercial? We got about less than a minute. Similarities you see in resolving commercial debt with personal debt?
Well, let me first say we do strictly commercial. Now, we do a lot of times small business, you're going to have a personal guarantee, but that's still considered the business commercial debt. It's still the same philosophy. The only problem is cash flow is quite a bit different with personal and commercial debt. So usually with personal debt, it's going to take you a little bit longer to right the ship, so to speak, and get out of it versus commercial because you have a little bit more cash flow that you can work with there at the end of the month.
All right, perfect timing. You anticipated that closing music here, and I wish we had longer, but hopefully we'll have you back.
Oh, definitely. Jason, I had a great time, Stu.
Well, I loved it, too, and I think our audience got a lot of help. Jason Fuselier, and it's spelled Fuselier, F-U-S-E-L-I-E-R, Fuselier and Associates. Go up on faf.com. A pleasure.